So I was reading the first reading, and my conscience was kind of pricked and inspired with the prayer of Hannah. I think one, no matter where we're in our lives, it's good to look out to somebody else and what's going on, especially in their prayers and their thoughts, their experience. You know, when I'm reading about Hannah, and I know I've heard the story that she's looking to have a child, she's barren, and she went to this small temple, and you know the first words that in her bitterness she prayed to the Lord, weeping copiously. I know that in her experience she's weeping and crying. She's asking a question that she wants. And a good question. For back then too, when she could not have a child. That was really tough against their culture for a woman that doesn't have a child. And just the emotions and just, I guess, the depression and just the weakness to want this from the Lord. To the point where she said that she would give her son to God. She receives a child. And we know when we read it, it happens, and it did happen. But she was to always go first to God. That's what we should do. We should always pray first to God. Not to ourselves or anybody else, but first to God. And we can bring our emotions out in our prayer. I also like how Eli, the prophet or the priest, this little temple, so well, be done with your drunkenness. He's got a different thought of what's going on in his mind. It's totally different. And I liked again what she said back to this priest. I'm an unhappy woman. I've had neither wine nor liquor. I was only pouring out my troubles to the Lord. Showing her heart what she's doing. Know that we can do the same, no matter where we are, to continue to grow with our prayer and to have that conversation, to continue to grow depth, to grow just the deepness of our hearts where we are, to ask our Lord to help. And then quickly in the gospel, I love what they said when Jesus was teaching. And they say, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. And that's what our God does to us.